welcome to It's a New Day. You're listening to 1180 WFYL, and that music tells us that it is time for Hope 9 to 5. Tim Liebig in the studio this morning. We're so glad that you're with us. And I do want to make a little announcement. We did not have a you listened to a re-recording of Hope 9 to 5 last month, and wanted to just give a quick explanation as to why our fearless leader, Scott Newcomer, who is the regional director of CBMC, he is on what we call a sabbatical, and that's kind of a three-month period of time where some rest and relaxation and recharging as he works on the ministry of Christian Businessmen's Connection. And our teams have given him the opportunity to take that time to refresh. And we thought that what we would do here is have some of the C3 team leaders join in with me so that we can talk about their individual situations at work, Hope 9 to 5. So that's what we're going to be doing this month, and we're going to do it again on next month. So we're so glad that you're with us, and that's why you didn't hear something new last month. So here we are, and now this morning we have in our studio Tim McNatt, and Tim is with the Berks County CBMC team. And Tim, I want to thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure having you here. Tim and I have worked together on the leadership team for some time now. It's been a few years, and Tim does an awesome job up there in Berks County leading that team, and just a refresher. I'm with the Doylestown team in Bucks County, and you know, we've both have a great group of people and some very dedicated individuals who are looking not only to advance the ministry of CBMC and the Lord's kingdom, but also to bring hope into the workplace. This Hope 9 to 5, which is what this show is all about. Mm-hmm. And Tim, you've not been on this show before, and I don't know how much Scott has told you since this started. It was started February of last year, so it's been over a year. But it's been some great opportunities to talk about hope in the marketplace and hope here in our workplaces. So I thought, what better to get one of the most encouraging and optimistic individuals that I know, a fellow Timothy. We're first and second Timothy, by the way. I'm not sure who is first. I know I was born first, that's for sure. But Tim McNatt, tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe, and a little bit about your team.
My name's Tim McNatt. I've been involved with CBMC probably for around 15 years. I started out in the King of Prussia group with Bill White and John Rhodes and the guys down there. And my wife and I relocated to Berks County. We live in a town called Wyomissing, and we have a son named Andrew.
Excellent. Yeah. And now your wife, does she follow along with all the CBMC stuff that's going on?
Yeah, we have a picnic every year, and it's pretty cool. We invite our spouses to the picnic, and when we invite the spouses to the picnic, it gives them a great opportunity to find out you know, more about CBMC and what we're doing on a weekly basis. But our CBMC group that meets in Berks County, we meet at the Exeter Diner. And one of the things that we do there is we've been following Rick Warren's book, The Purpose-Driven Life. And
okay.
It's a really powerful study. So.
So what we do at the CBMC teams, different teams do different things. Some will follow a book like this. Mm-hmm. And in our group, what we'll do is we'll read scripture each week that we meet. Like Tim's group meets at the Exeter Diner. My group, we meet at the Perkins in Doylestown. So if you're in Bucks County or you're in Berks County, or we have others too in King of Prussia and so many others around the area, we get together on a weekly basis. And we will do some of this reading and sharing. But what it usually gets down to is how we use it, practical application to advance the ministry. And if you're not familiar with CBMC, we would both, I'm sure, encourage you to go to cbmc.com and you can look and see what CBMC is all about. Christian Businessmen's Connection came along back in the 30s during the Depression when there were men, there was a group of men in Chicago that were watching these husbands and fathers throwing themselves out of office windows to their death because they were worth more dead than alive. It kind of harkens back to the movie It's a Wonderful Life. You know, you have that insurance policy and, you know, that everything is so horrible. I take my own life and at least my wife and my kids can eat maybe and keep a roof over their heads. And this is what a lot of these men were thinking back then. And it's really sad and scary to think about it. And a group of men in Chicago, Christian businessmen, got together and said, you know, we know there's a better way. We got to figure out a way to get this message out. And since the mid-30s, CBMC has been continuing. And now CBMC is in over 93 different countries all around the globe with groups just like Tim's group and my group and the other 20 groups that Scott Newcomer works with here in this area. So it's a great opportunity to meet men in the workplace, meet men in the marketplace, and to share with them the opportunity to live a purpose-driven life and to find that hope that they need to be able to carry it not just with them on Sunday and in church, but also to take it to home with them or to take it to work with them. So, Tim, what I wanted to ask you to do, kind of put you on the spot a little bit, tell our listeners what you do for a living, and also how do you spread hope in your workplace?
I work for a software company in Exton area. We are basically Expedia for life insurance. One of the ways that I do reach out at work is if somebody needs prayer or somebody's going through something, I'll try to encourage them. I'll try to say to them, hey, you know, I heard about this. Is there any way that I can pray with you and to help you through it? And I let them know that I'm praying for them. And they usually say, most of the time they come back and say, hey, Tim, I really appreciate you praying and following up with me and what that really means in my life.
No. So. You know, it's some people think, well, that's a little difficult to do to put that out there.
Right.
And I know for me, it was difficult the first time around. How did you overcome that or did you never have a problem with it?
I always remembered the saying that you are not alone. You're own and you were bought with a price so that you would glorify God. And really, that's really how I go to work every day, and just knowing that God's using me through my abilities and to give him the glory and the honor with the abilities that I have, and sort of let him control who needs prayer or who needs encouragement throughout the day.
Now, I think you probably do one of the same things that I do and what our group does when we meet. One of our prayers is always to ask the Lord to put people in our paths. Mm. Please put somebody in my path that needs to hear from him, mm-hmm. you know, to know that he's there and to know that they're being prayed for and so that they can kind of see that kindness. Is that kind of your daily thing is to ask the Lord to put somebody in your path?
Yeah. And then the other thing, too, really is to sort of take this a step further would be like when we're talking about not only the people that we interact with at work, but then also like to have the group of brothers that like we call it, like if you were in a foxhole, who would you call? You know, one of the verses that always comes back to me is Ecclesiastes 4:12 or 4:12, a person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but can stand back to back and conquer. three are even better for triple branded cord and is not easily broken. And to me, that really means a lot. When I am at work and somebody needs prayer, I'll shoot an email to my group of guys in CBMC and say, hey, guys, can you pray for this person, and not even give them the name. And they, throughout the day, they'll say, hey, Tim, we're praying for this person. We're praying for that person. And then I follow up with that person that I'm praying at work for and let them know that, hey, I brought something up to somebody, and to use that as encouragement.
Well, that's good. Now, I would imagine that you've already said that you get some positive feedback. Mm-hmm. Do you ever get any negative feedback?
I do. I would say yes, I do. Some people are like, thank you for the good vibes. I'll take it however it is.
Good vibes, and, right? I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's like I'm praying to my God. You know, I'm not praying for vibes. I'm praying to my God.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's now, and sometimes I don't know, you know, we've talked about this too before on Hope 9 to 5, that I've never had anybody say anything other than thank you.
Yes.
At least at the very, very least, they will say, well, thank you for praying for me.
Or even if you said that you prayed for a person, they would actually come back to you and say, hey, I have something that's going on. Could you pray for this?
So yeah,
it's not like you're not going out and advertising it, but you're going out and being that beacon of light in the dark world. And I really think that's what it's being. They're seeing your character and who you are and what you try to bring to your team or to your company.
That's awesome. And part of what we teach in CBMC, there's a program called Operation Timothy that we go through, and has nothing to do with Mr. McNatt or myself. Operation Timothy is a program where we, as CBMC guys, will act as the Paul, and we'll take a Timothy through the process of coming to the Lord. Somebody that's maybe a non-believer, that or they don't know, or they're unsure. So we'll share with them a little bit of what we know, but most importantly is our story. I know that I'm not one to preach. I'm not going to tell somebody what I think they should do unless they say, Tim, what do you think I should do? Mm-hmm. But even if they'd say, what do you think I should do? Oftentimes I'll say, well, here is what I did. This is what works for me. And that way it's very non-confrontational. They can't say, well, that's hogwash, or you're reading something from a book that's, you know, 2,000 years old and it doesn't make sense anymore, and all of this sort of thing that we've heard before. But it's my story. Here's what worked for me. Here's what happened to me. And even my own family, you know, I'll run into situations like that where I'll say, hey, you know, I'm not the person that you met 26 years ago, 28 years ago. My wife and I have been married 28 years, and there are some that, you know, Tim's a different guy now. Well, there's a reason for that, because Tim was reborn, and he's not the same guy that they met 28 years ago. There's a good reason for that, and whether they like it or whether they don't like it, it carries that weight. And I think ultimately they start to see that light, like you said, in the darkness, right? So do you have any examples, Tim, of situations where you took Hope to the marketplace and you saw some results or something positive? You have one of those stories you'll never forget?
I would say there was an opportunity that I had at work where I was praying for somebody, and they really were thankful that I prayed for them. And they actually came back and they said, you know, not only am I thankful for you, but I'm thankful for the men in your life that are praying with you too. And I included my wife and said that, you know, we're praying for you across the board. And they really, truly meant that. And it was funny, once I showed them that I was doing this, then it became, hey, this is what's going on. This is, you know, it was a child that was having some medical issues it was going through, and they thanked me at the end, and they gave me updates throughout the process. So it was like, you know, we don't have to go to a priest or something like that to pray for. We can go to our God, who is, you know, the Lord, and just pray directly to him. So that really meant a lot to them.
That's beautiful, and that's something that it gives you the encouragement.
Yeah.
And you share that with your team, of course, and it gives them the encouragement, because there's probably somebody on the team that's not necessarily all that comfortable with doing something like that, and that's got to give them the encouragement. Do you have any stories of within your team situations where that has happened?
Yeah, we had a team member that was diagnosed with some pretty serious sickness, and we were able to come alongside him. We were praying with him. We reached out to his wife. We actually ended up taking this individual, a group of guys, ended up taking him to down to Penn for his treatment. And that was a real blessing. And it was a real blessing for me to watch this, because, you know what, Tim? This is stuff that happened that I saw was happening when I first joined CBMC. Mm-hmm. So now it's a group of brothers that were doing it that I was a part of. So at first, everybody was sort of like, hey, I'm not really sure what I should do here. And then all of a sudden, once we started surrounding this guy and emailing him and taking him down the pen and things like that, he really appreciated it. And it was a true blessing.
Yeah, and that's how you grow a team.
Yeah.
Part of what we say in CBMC is you know, it's the power of one God and the value of one man and the leverage of one team, you know, working together. And that's, you've encapsulated that with that story right there.
Mm-hmm. You know? And I think it's important to say that, you know, it's just not my team, it's God's team. Sometimes when we as leaders try to control who's there, who's not there, what's going on with this person, that person, just give it to God, and whoever shows up is meant to be there.
You know, it's funny you say that, because we do outreach breakfasts and outreach dinners where we invite individuals that are, say, we don't know where they are in their journey. Mm-hmm. We believe that they may be lost in their lives and maybe having some difficulty either at home or at work. And we'll invite these individuals to come. And at one of these outreaches, you're going to hear a testimony of somebody that had a life before Christ, and a situation happened where they came back to Christ, or came to Christ for the first time, and then how their life has changed since then. And that's what we call a testimony. And a lot of times when people hear one of those testimonies, it will be a life-changing situation. And what's interesting, and like you mentioned, whether it's our Friday morning meeting, that's when we get together, or whether it's one of these outreaches, we have a couple of guys that are in our group that are salesmen at heart, that want to fill the room. And it's so important to have, you know, as many people there as we can, 120 people. And if we don't hit 120, it's failed and whatnot. And I constantly go back and I say the same thing. I say, look, it's not the number of people that are there. It's that the Lord brings the people that need to hear the message. That's the critical part of it. And that's what we have to remember. And that always happens. There's always somebody that is hearing the message that needs to hear it. So you make a very good point. Mm-hmm. Put it in the Lord's hands. Don't worry about, you know, when our meeting comes together on Friday mornings, Friday morning, 6:30 at Perkins, by the way, 6:45 at Perkins in Doylestown, very easy to find. But when we get together, I don't know if we're going to have 12 guys, we're going to have 22 guys. But I do know that the Lord is going to bring those people that need to hear what we're talking about that particular morning. There's no question in my mind.
One of the things that I forgot to mention that I think is really a key about our group that's very, very cool is we have three guys this year that want to get baptized. Mm. And that was a really, really, really neat thing. And we're actually they're going to be baptized on September 29th at our Harvey Cedars retreat for CBMC. And it's really, really going to be a great opportunity for these guys to do that.
And these are these guys that have never been baptized, or were they baptized as infants?
Yeah, these guys were baptized as infants, but when we're reading the Rick Warren book, there was a day that actually dealt with baptism and what did that mean. So the guys sort of wanted to learn a little bit more about it and what it entailed, and now they want to get baptized together. So they'll be in Long Beach Island getting baptized. So that'd be cool.
That's incredible. Well, you know, it's probably good to mention that, you know, we'll plug the CBMC website again, talking about Hope 9 to 5. But if you go to cbmc.com, you mentioned, Tim, about the Harvey Cedars retreat. There is a list of upcoming events for around the country for CBMC. And as I mentioned, CBMC is global, a global ministry. But you can put in particular areas and look in your area. You can also go to CBMC for the Mid-Atlantic region as well, and see some of the things that are coming up in the Mid-Atlantic region. You mentioned the Harvey Cedars in September, which is a great, once a year, the group gets together in this area, gets together for a retreat and for some more time of refreshing. Tim, tell us more about your group that meets in Berks County. Where do you meet? What time do you meet? And folks, we would encourage you to go to cbmc.com and put in your zip code, and you can find whatever area is closest for you. But let's hear about the Berks County team, Tim.
Yeah, we meet at 6:30 every Friday at the Exeter Diner in Exeter, and we're usually about five or six people, and probably similar to you. We have the same server that we had for years, Donna. She's really great, and it's to the point now where everybody knows the order and stuff like that. But it's really neat, even to have community with her is really powerful. But yeah, we usually have about six to eight guys come out every week. So that's.
So if you come out, folks, you're not going to be, you know, beat over the head. There's not a huge group. You can sit there. And I always invite people to come to our group you can be a fly on the wall. Come out, check us out, sit around, just have breakfast with us. Because, you know, with what we call a C3 team, there's three reasons to get a C3. And C3 means connect three, but connecting men with Christ, connecting men with other men, you know, each other, and also connecting men with the CBMC mission is what it's all about. So now you meet at the Exeter Diner. That's 6:30 in the morning on Fridays. And same time that we meet up in Doylestown at the Perkins in Doylestown on Friday mornings, 6:45 we kick off. You guys are usually there around 6:30. And we have you out of there by 8 o'clock.
Yep.
You know, we finish with breakfast and have a nice Perkins breakfast. And by 8 o'clock, everybody's out on their way, getting to their job so they can carry that hope to the workplace and not be what we've called on here before. And Scott has mentioned this a few times, is the Monday morning atheist. That's where you get all recharged at church. And then first time somebody cuts you off in traffic on your way to work the next day, right? What happens? Being part of a CBMC team really does carry the hope into the marketplace, does really carry the hope to our workplaces. And everybody knows it's very, very much needed.
The one thing in closing that I really like to read is from Lamentations 3:22-25. It says, "The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I will have hope in him."
Amen.
"And the Lord is good to those who depend on him, those who search for him."
You know what? Those are beautiful words and absolutely critical words for everybody listening to really to understand that. And now, folks, we understand that, you know, you're listening to this morning and we would encourage you to take that next step. Just don't get to your office and close the car door and forget about it, but take that next step and reach out, because there's guys like Tim and his team and the guys that I hang out with CBMC. There's an awful lot of people out there that are ready and able and willing to help give you some of their hope that you can carry to your workplace and carry home and be able to You know, we talk about men's ministries, and I've mentioned this so many times. You know, people say, well, it's the importance of men's ministries. And when you help to build a better man, you've built a better father. You've built a better husband. You've built a better leader in the workplace, a better employee. It's critical. It's critical to do the things that we do. And not only does it take hope into our workplace, but it kind of, like you said, be a light, be a beacon in the darkness. And oftentimes, hey, how would you like to be a beacon in the darkness? That's a pretty cool thing to be, wouldn't you think? Yeah. Tim, any closing thoughts you'd like to share?
No, I just really encourage people. You know, CVMC is just such a phenomenal ministry. I think the idea of a group of men that come from a lot of different backgrounds together for one common goal to glorify God and to come around each other like that brotherhood is just something that's priceless. And my question to the people out there listening is that if you need somebody that would be at 3:30 in the morning, who are you going to call? Here's a list of men that I would call. You know, there's so many different ways that you can get involved with CBMC. And like I said, I haven't known anything different for the past 20 years. So it's sort of something that is a part of my life.
It's wonderful. Well, folks, be involved, become a part of it. We certainly would encourage you to do that. And now, as far as this show goes, you're listening to it now. It's going to be rebroadcast on Monday morning at 8:30. You'll be able to enjoy it then. Also would encourage you to go 1180wfyl.com, and you can click on the podcasts and just scroll down to Hope 9 to 5, and you can listen to previous shows. And this one will be uploaded within a few days, and you'll be able to listen to this. And not only that, you'll be able to share it as well. Email it to people that you think might be able to be encouraged by this message. So, folks, once again, we thank you so much for being. Tim McNatt, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Tim.
Just so wonderful being here. And Scott Newcomer, we're thinking of you, brother. We're loving you. And we hope your sabbatical is going very well. Folks, this is Tim Liebig at 1180 WFYL, Hope 9 to 5. We'll see you next month.
I was blinded. You gave me eyes to see. I was going under. You reached out to me. No, there's nothing you won't do to pick me up and pull me through every hour, 8 days a week. Yeah. You're